Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, it is time to talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider from DallasCowboys.com. It is Mickey Spagnola, brought to you by Ford, your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. Mickey, how are we doing today, man?
Good. What's shaking?
Well, we did see the Pro Bowl selections announced. It's Dak Prescott, George Pickens, Tyler Smith, Brandon Aubrey, and Quinnen Williams. After all the misses Brandon Aubrey's had this year, do you think he deserves a Pro Bowl selection?
I figured they didn't even were going to look at a vote. They just put him in, right?
Yeah, probably so. What do you think about that group? I know Quinnen Williams only a handful of games with the Cowboys here, but that group right there, Dak and Tyler and George, that's a pretty good trio.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, obviously we didn't focus on Quinnen, what he did with the Jets before getting here, but obviously someone else saw how good he is and also kind of qualifies why the Cowboys ended up acquiring him, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody else thinks he's that good, and boy, they sure could have used him this past game, right?
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah. Being out there makes a difference in the pass rush for sure. We talked about that a little with Steven yesterday, too. Can you give us an update on Ryan Flannoy? How's he doing?
Well, he said it was better than he expected. He wasn't entirely sure what happened with his knee. He was just glad it wasn't a sprained ligament. So I think he felt like that he might have a chance to play on Thursday. That's huge, because I think we can say right now, without a doubt, he's the number three wide receiver going forward, the way he's played. And, you know, sort of cool thing, but I guess it might have been frightening at the game on Sunday. I met his mom and his aunt. They were in town for the game on Saturday during the Star Sports Tour reception. And so they were all fired up for the game. And when he was down, all I could think of was, oh, mama's ready to run down on the field, right? And it had to be scary for her to actually be there and see it in person.
Mickey, let me share a quick story, Alec. It's very different. But when I was in high school, I had separated my knee.
Ooh.
And I was playing center. The guard threw his guy down. It hit my knee and pushed it inside. My ankle was up by my hip, pointing toward the sky. It was gross. Ooh. And I remember looking up in the stands, Mickey, at Forrester Field in East Dallas, and I could see my mom, and she was running, and she looked lost up in the stands, running back and forth, trying to figure out which stairwell to go down to get down to the field. And I was just going, oh, my gosh, sheesh, this is – here I am in pain, and I'm embarrassed for my mom running back and forth in the stands.
Well, I got an opposite one for you. I played football through my sophomore year, and my mom would be in the stands, and I never got to play much at all. I was too small and too slow, right? And she would be in the stands praying that I didn't play.
Yeah, that's how moms can be.
I was going to get hurt, right?
That's for sure.
Oh, that's amazing, Mickey. Back to Flannoy. I'm trying to make the transition, but back to Ryan Flannoy. He's a name that, you know, for some people might have popped up out of nowhere. We saw him in camp and really liked what we saw and everything, but for people that might not have followed the development of Ryan Flannoy, what are some things that you think he really does well and what's led to that connection with Dak? And Dak has pounded the table at the podium for him at times, too.
Yeah, and if you think about it, and I was glad he agreed with me because I had written something about him a week or so ago. When he started training camp, he was probably like sixth in line at wide receiver. Maybe yep. Seventh. What went through your mind? And he goes, just work as hard as I could. And then what do? They released him at the last cut, to make room for guys that, they needed to have on the roster to put on, the 53 and then IR, right? And, they'll tell you they were holding their breath that nobody picked him up. And he cleared waivers, and they signed him right back to the 53-man roster. They had seen something from him. Look at his size, you know, 6'1", 6'2", runs well, catches the ball. But I think his work ethic allowed him to go from Southeast Missouri State to now the number three wide receiver for the Dallas Cowboys. And he said something, and it reminded me of Michael Irvin. He was talking about the off season, and he said, you know, anytime Dak was throwing, you know, all he needed to do was tell me, and I was going to be there. And I could remember in the off seasons, Michael's motto was, if boy is throwing, I'm going. And he said, Flannoy said that the one time Dak called and said he was throwing, he was on an anniversary trip in Arizona. And he said he felt so bad that when he got back, the minute he landed and he called Dak and said, when are you throwing again? I'm sorry I missed it. So I think his dedication to just getting better has gotten him to this point.
I mean, studio line would be nice, too.
It's on the punch list. I'm pretty sure it's on the punch list to make sure we can pull that off.
I will say the cell service at the Star, not great sometimes.
Yeah, no, I've been in that moment where you've been kind of in the hole, and you're just like, there's no way.
And I know the exact spot he's usually calling in from, too. It's not the best for me, at least. Mm-hmm. You know, with my phone carrier, I don't know, maybe it's different for other people, but I have found myself trying to call Bobby and meet up with him at the Star and stuff, and nothing will go through.
Okay.
I'm like, huh. The fact that he can call us at all, I'm amazed. He's a wizard.
You're amazed that he can even call at all, huh?
Yes, he's a wizard. He's a technological wizard, Mickey Spagnuolo. I've often called him that.
I've never said that him, but because I think it was the first time that I saw him typing, and I was like, is he using one finger at a time to type right now? Is that what's going on?
I'm looking at his column right now. He writes all of this with one finger?
Oh, wow. Yeah, no, yeah, exactly. Huh. Now, he's a pretty good typist, so that's that there for right now. We'll get back to him here in just a few minutes if we can pick that back up. What do you think, though, of those Pro Bowl announcements? I think it's very well-deserving for Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott's done a phenomenal job this season. Pickens stepped into that role very well, became a 1A, 1B guy. And Tyler Smith, for sure, love that guy.
Yeah, and I like the idea of the Tyrese Haliburton, I got an A on the group project thing with Quinnen Williams making the Pro Bowl, because I don't think that that's really emblematic of much that he did here or being a Dallas Cowboy. He was just really, really good before he got here.
Yes. So
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey,
and
we got an A on
he
the
got
group
here.
Project.
Yeah,
he was.
He gets, the Cowboys are like, oh, we got 5 of them.
Yeah, that's my favorite thing, though.
We have five. We do have 5 of them, and that's a big deal right there.
Yeah.
All right, so, Mickey, can you have any updates on DeMarvion Overshown or Tyler Guyton at the moment?
Yeah, I don't think either one of them will make it. It's a short week. Guyton's still trying to rehab from that high ankle sprain, and that's no surprise. Usually those things take 4 to 6 weeks. And then for Overshown, being in concussion protocol, you know, it's a 2-3 day process, and with a short week, there's no way for him to clear concussion protocol that fast. And I wanted to point out one thing about Dak making the Pro Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
This just shows you what players don't know, because in that NFL.com player preseason poll, he was ranked the 79th best player in the league. And when it came to quarterbacks, I think, if I remember correctly, there were 16 quarterbacks in the top 100, and he was 15th.
Oh, really?
So, and this was player voting. So that just tells you what they don't know.
You think what are they not paying attention to? The stats or the fact that they play against that dude, and he does that to them?
Yeah, maybe they're jealous, right? Well, you know what? They're judging on the fact that he played 6 games last year.
Yeah,
It was almost like, okay, he's done. He's getting old. It's like, give me a break.
Yeah, he came back more prepared, more in tune with his head coach and his offensive coordinator this year for sure. That helped out tremendously. I was kind of interested in Guyton's injury a little bit more, Mickey. Is that just that's something that he's not going to get in the rest of the season, you think? And this is he's going to have to be a full off season for him?
Yeah, I mean, you eventually get over it, but I see at this point no reason to rush him back. And I think they want to look, they understand that Tyler Smith could play left tackle, right? So, and I might have said this yesterday, this whole thing comes down to, can T.J. Bass play guard, left guard, better than Guyton can play left tackle?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's going to come down to, right? And I think Jerry addressed it this morning, saying, yeah, we can put him at left tackle, but then what do we have at left guard? And I think what they need to find out is, would they be happy with T.J. Bass at left guard? And then they could use Tyler Smith at left tackle, where you saw he can play that position. And then maybe Guyton would be able to challenge Terrence Steele for the starting right tackle spot. I could see that happening if they decide to go that way next year, and just see if it develops.
Mickey, how scared do you get and how much do the legs start quivering when you hear Dan Quinn say he has a secret plan at quarterback that involves Jeff Driskel?
So he already has given up on Josh Johnson?
Well, he's got lots of options.
He's got a lot of options. I don't know if any of them are good, but he's got a lot of options.
Well, you know, going up against the Cowboys pass rush, he probably doesn't need a secret plan, right?
That's a great point.
Show it, just give him the plan.
The Cowboys
book.
Can turn anybody into a Pro Bowl candidate.
That kind of year for sure. So yesterday we talked to Steven and they gave us the, you know, we're trying to win. Yes, Dak Prescott will be playing for the rest of the season. How much Joe Milton do you think we see by season's end?
Oh, you know, I could see maybe in the final game, and I think a lot of that would depend on how what quality they put on not finishing with a losing record. So maybe a lot of that has to do with what they do on Christmas Day. But here's the thing, especially for this week. There's no way it would be fair to send Joe Milton out there with not even – well, it would be a walk-through practice. Schottenheimer said today they'll have 6 full-speed practice reps, and then they get on a plane tomorrow. So
Holy
he
cow.
Would have no time practicing with the first team. And I guarantee you, Dak takes all the snaps during the week, and the only thing Joe Milton gets is to work with the scout team. And what good is that going to do to get him ready to play an NFL game, right? So it would really be totally unfair to send him out there with no preparation and say, okay, big boy, go out. It's all you. You know, and I saw that happen hate to go back to old time days, 1986, when the Cowboys were going to they only won one of their last 8 games and after getting off to a 6-2 start, and Danny White had gotten hurt and Steve Pelure wasn't all that. And they had drafted or signed Reggie Collier, quarterback out of Southern Mississippi. And the final game of the season, without 3-day preparation, they sent him out there and started. And he was so lost, and it was somewhat unfair.
Because
he was the third guy all season long. He was having trouble calling the plays, as I understand, or understood. And that was the one and only game he ever played for the Dallas Cowboys.
Yep, that'll happen.
And it was
that
awful.
Way.
They had to pull him. Yeah, right?
So
that kind of tells you, you know, you got to give the backup quarterback or the third quarterback at least a chance.
Yeah, for sure. When it comes to Javonte Williams, it looked like there was a little bit more of a split. I don't know if that's because of his neck or what. What do you feel like the Javonte usage is going to look like for the remainder of the year? More Malik Davis?
I think they'll split it. But you know, he had a sore shoulder. If I remember correctly, he said afterwards that he had a stinger. So I think that's what they, you know. But he came back and played. It'll show you how tough he is. I don't think it was, all right, we know about him. We want to see Malik Davis. I think it was just a matter of let's give him a break and overuse him in the game just because of the shoulder thing. So, yeah, I don't think you can read anything into that.
You think like Jaden Blue, would that be a similar to Joe Milton where maybe in the last game you'd see a little bit of that, but probably not this one?
Yeah, I see with Lipke back, that gives them 3 running backs. So it'll be interesting to see if, you know, and the other part is, I think Phil Maffa is in the same situation, right? He started his practice back from IR, but how much has he really worked to actually go in there and say, okay, we're going to hand you the ball? So, yeah, I think you have to give those guys at least a chance to succeed, right? I mean, look, you threw Trayvon Diggs out there for the first time in 9 games, And
I think you saw
the rust, right? That didn't work out so well.
Yeah.
So it's hard when you haven't played football to just step out there without much work to prepare.
All right, Mickey, thank you very much. We will get back with you tomorrow, good sir.
All right, sounds good. Have a good day, guys.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. There goes Mickey Spagnuolo right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, though, it's time for AM on the FM.
We got the question of the day, plus don't you dare tell Jake Paul his fight was rigged next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.